see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
Welcome to Let's Find Out. That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. The purpose of Let's Find Out is to serve the higher good. Let's Find Out brings you viewpoints of how to grow within. The goal is to assist you in manifesting your desires in your daily life, to bring to you the concept of truth, that we are all intrinsically connected to the one source that empowers you to manifest your life's purpose, as well as your life's vision. Along the way, your spirit will heal, grow, and prosper when you connect to your blessed higher self. The universe is expanding, and all of us must begin to tune in as we join our mind, body, and soul to the higher energies that are now available to us. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out helps you to establish a link for that purpose. The ultimate desire of the human consciousness is to connect with our blessed higher self, our angels, and our guides. They help us along the path of life. The wave of the new fifth dimension energies, the double helix, is now helping you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and helps to strengthen us and guide us to be able to give just a little bit more of ourselves. Take the time to get quiet, to close your eyes, and to go within. Meditate as often as you can throughout the week. Who can predict the messages that will come to you? Now you can know the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands as you just sit still and listen. This new energy, the double helix from the fifth dimension, is always stronger during the holiday season, the season of magic, joy, sharing, laughter, and love. Let's Find Out wishes you a fabulous holiday with a successful and joyous 2018. Happy holidays and Happy New Year to all of the Let's Find Out and BBS Radio listeners. Now, let's listen to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we are, I believe, in the first Sunday of Advent as we approach the holiday season. And tonight, we're going to tell you what to get for Christmas because I have my guest on, Sharon Wythe, and she was here in August, and she studies pneumology. And as a matter of fact, I think she invented it. So let's talk to Sharon. And Sharon, tell us how this works.
Okay, well, when I was doing my seating chart in my seventh year of teaching, I started thinking, you know, this one can't sit next to that one like Julie and Josh because they'll be clowns, but separated they'll be okay, and Derek needs sister help, and Stephanie's going to be stubborn. And so it was like, where was I going to place them in my seating chart? And as I started to do my fourth class, I realized, I don't know these children yet. So I thought, okay, my brain has picked up a pattern about names. Now, I'm very well trained because I have a math majors and a master's, and so my brain's very well trained in patterns. And I put down everything I thought about the children, and I thought, I'm going to put it away till winter break. I want to get to know the kids for who they are. And when I looked at it at winter break, I was astonished by the accuracy. So I said, okay, the brain has picked up a pattern. How do I get it conscious? It took me 15 years to figure out all the patterns and all the nuances, and that became pneumology science. So it's the study of the placement of the letters in the name and how you can tell someone's predisposition, their personality, and why they're here and why they came, what they came to share, what they came to give, and even some of their health issues. That's what I'm working on right now.
Oh, that, so, you know, that is so neat. It's like my study of vibration. And I say if you're at a different vibration level, you're going to like different colors. You're going to like jazz. You're going to like a soft sound, or you're going to like rock and roll. So it's similar to the same thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because it's the vibration that the sound makes in the name. And it's those letter combinations that give us that.
Well, tonight
you can tell what... You can tell what kind of gift somebody likes, even, and what their learning style is, all by their name.
Well, that's what we're doing tonight. We're having a Christmas show, a pre-holiday show. The number to call in is 888-429-5471. So if you're stumped with who you need to get for whom for Christmas, give us a call tonight. We're at 888-429-5471. I don't know how that works, but we have Don here, and Don is going to talk to Sharon about what to get his wife for Christmas. Now, how are you going to do that, Don? Are you there?
Well, hello, I am.
Sharon?
Hi, Don.
Hi. Well, you know, it's a pleasure to meet you, Sharon. Of course,
oh,
my name's...
nice meeting you, too. What's your wife's name?
My name's Donald. And my wife, of course, I'd love to know what I can get her for Christmas. And her name is Melissa.
Okay. So Melissa likes things that, because she has a first vowel of an E, and our gifts and what we like land in that first vowel of the first name. So it doesn't matter whether it's the first letter of the name or the second letter or the third letter, as long as it's the first vowel. And your wife's name, having a first vowel of an E, and this is true of all E's, they're very tactile people. So they like things like beauty products. They like things like massages. They like things like a day at the spa. So if you really want to treat her, you get her like a day at the spa and some beauty products to go along with it so that she can have fun with all the different kinds of smelly soaps and bath towels and everything else that goes with it.
Bang. Wow, you are so right. You don't know how right you are. It's the only thing you could have picked, basically, or the grouping of things that ever would have ever made sense to me. Boom, you hit a home run. That's just that, wow.
That and makes... the other thing is, Don, my name begins with an E, and if there's nothing I like better, it's a good massage. I have to be careful with aromas because I'm allergic to almonds, and I'm allergic to some of them, but boy, I love a spa, and I love a good massage. So go to it. Now you know what to get her.
Wow. You know, and
The first vowel of an E really like is they're all about beauty and making the world a more beautiful place. They're the ones that walk by a picture, and if it's crooked, they straighten it out. So if you know any kind of beauty product or any kind of picture, like an author that they really like or an artist, that's another good gift for them because they're all about beauty.
Well, there you go. Thank you very much. Thank you. Home run. I appreciate it. I know what I'm going to get her. No doubt. I actually didn't know and had no idea. So,
right, and as long as she's not listening to the show, you're good to go.
Thank you very much indeed.
As they say, BBS Radio always finds out with Let's Find Out. So, Sharon, let me ask you another question. We were talking about the placement of the letters in a name, and what does it have to do with a personality and their likes or dislikes?
Well, certain letters represent certain things. Like, for an example, the first letter in your first name is the first impression that you give people. And the first vowel in the first name says your learning style, what kind of gifts you like, and your communication style. And the last letter in the first name tells you what people are going to talk about you behind your back, what they're going to say first. And that's their lasting impression on somebody. And then the middle letters in that first name are other characteristics that we have that are harder for people to recognize or get to know about it. And then that's the first name. And then the middle name says where we go when we're under stress, or if you believe in reincarnation, it's what your current past life, what you learned from that life and what you're continuing into this life and what you brought in with you. And the last name is the influence of the family, because we know that you can take somebody with the same first name and you put them in a great nurturing environment and they turn out one way, and you put them in an environment where they're neglected or, you know, not nurtured, and they turn out a different way. So the last name says what their environment was like. So you have the nurturing or the natural part, which is the first and the middle name, and you have the last name, which is the environment. So everything is represented.
So that has to be with the soul, because I have three sisters, and we had the same last name, but all three of us were very, very different.
because you come in with a different first name. So you come in with a makeup that's different. For example, if you look at the first name, that would be like the ingredients that you have in the kitchen. And your last name is the different recipes that you can make with those ingredients.
Interesting. So the middle, my middle name is Anne. And what is that? Okay. Your secret self, your deep self, right?
That's what you came in with. So you came in knowing how to work hard. You came in being very sensitive, being very intuitive. You came in wanting to shut down when criticized. You had to learn how to hold your own when criticized. You came in with a very good memory. And it says that you came in with your own organizational style, and anybody could learn it or copy it because it was so organized it made sense to everybody. So that's some of what you came in with.
That's neat. Well, I certainly, some of that really does resonate. Really does. So here's the holiday season. I'm so excited. Again, this is Let's Find Out, and we're asking you to call and give us the name of a person that you're having a problem decided on what to get a gift for the holidays. The number is 888-429-5471. Now, nemiology science is your own science, and it isn't something that a lot of people know how to use. What suggestions can you make on application of nemiology science if you don't know much about it?
Well, I work with HR departments on hiring and finding the perfect candidates for the right job. They give me the job description and the names of the applicants, and then I tell them who would be good to hire or whether they need to just throw them all out and start all over again. So that's one usage. Wow. Another usage is I work with lawyers, and they will tell me the name of their clients and the name of the judge. And, you know, the lawyer wants to get paid, so the client has to know that they're doing a good job on their behalf. And you want to use certain words that are going to ping at the judge if you're presenting before a judge so that you'll know, you know, to get that judge on your side. So in the personality that's in the name, you'll see that there's certain things that will ping or will really hit home for somebody. So we give them words or phrases to use so that everybody knows they're doing a good job. Then in relationships, to know how to talk with somebody. I always say you can say anything that you want to say as long as you know how to say it so that that person can hear it. And in the first vowel of the first name is the communication style. So you can tell how to speak with somebody in a way that they can hear what you're saying. So you'll know how to get along better with other people and have them really hear you. We use it also like employers do when two employees they both want to keep. They want to keep both of them, but they're not getting along. And what each one needs and able to work out the differences. So what's really nice to see is that when we've done that, people that were not getting along are now getting along because they're both getting their needs met without stepping on the toes of the other one. Yeah, and so it helps in relationships. It helps in buying gifts. It helps in learning styles. It helps to know why your child's here and what they want to learn from you. I mean, there's so many applications.
Oh, I'm seeing that. But is there a list of, like, the vowel and the meaning? Is there anybody, can you get a list so that you kind of would know what to do?
Yes, it's chapter 2 in the book, Know the Name, Know the Person.
So you have
chapter 2. We have a book out. It's a bestseller on Amazon, and it literally explains how to decipher anybody's name. It explains the entire system. And that one's called Know the Name, Know the Person, or the Personality. And then there's another one that's called Know the Name, Know the Spirit, which is why are you here, what's your purpose, what you come to learn, what you come to share. But if you just want to learn about communication style, it's chapter 2 in the first book. And what's the salespeople that have bought that book and then just applied communication styles in selling. Because I always say if it's not practical, if you can't put it into use right away, what good is it? So in the back of that book with the communication style, I say, okay, if you're going to apply this and you're a salesperson, you want to sell something, you know, based on the first vowel of the first name, this is how you go about it. And the salespeople that have done that, I've watched and I've gotten lots of letters that says, you know, I'm now number one or number two in the company and they think it's beginner's luck or whatever. They don't know. I'm just using your techniques. So the sales go up, which is really nice because then everybody's being served.
I want to know a little bit more about the book you wrote on soul acknowledgement, your second book, because that does that give you your past lives or your real reason that what you need to learn when you're on the planet?
Yes, it does. It goes in and it says what quality or characteristic, what things bother you, what gifts you came to share with other people, what you came to learn, and why you need to learn it. And then it also gives you ways of going about doing that learning. So it doesn't just say, ah, you need this, and then leave you hanging. It literally goes through and says, here's the reason that you need it and what happened prior that would cause you to need it and what needs to take place and able to balance that from the previous life.
And what if you change your name? I've changed my name twice in my life. My parents used to call me Betty Ann, and then I became Beth, and then I'm Elizabeth. Of course, they're all E's, aren't they? But anyway,
they're all E's.
But what would that do if you change your name?
So the birth name, what's on the birth certificate, gives you your purpose and why you came and all the spiritual readings. Okay, that one never changes. So,
okay, Elizabeth,
what people call you, right, so that one's not going to change. Okay, so you came to share knowledge. You came to be the best at who you are. You came to balance emotions. You came to learn how to stand up for yourself in adverse situations. And I'm sure you've had plenty of practice with that this lifetime because you came to learn how to do that well. Okay. You came to really believe in self and really have a strong sense of self. And so it was very important for you to be able to stand up for yourself. And it was also very important for you to be a sounding board for others. So the gift that comes with that is people will come up to you and dump their problems on you, and you'll be able to give them really good advice. So those are some of what you came to do and what you came to learn in your name. Now, you asked about when you change your name, when you're called different things. That's how the personality shapes and changes, but the purpose and why you're here never changes because that's always coming off the brain.
But it's funny that it's all E's as the first vowel in all three of them, so I hung on to that E. And my last name was Rich, but it was R-E-I-C-H, so there's the E again.
That means that you were supported in that development. Consciously or unconsciously by your parents. I always say that they could really consciously support you in developing that, or because it was so badly lacking that you know, oh, this is important, I need to learn this. So I always say we get it consciously or unconsciously from our parents, but if you have the same vowels in the same positions in the first and the last name, it means that you were in agreement, you were getting that from the family, so it helps you get there that much faster.
And what about the letter I? My sister was an I, and my name, my last name should have been R-I-C-H. So what about the letter I?
The letter I is a vowel. If it was in the first vowel position, but yours was in the second, okay? But if it's in the first vowel position, it literally is all about family. And how do you get along with family? And family is going to be your greatest challenge. And how do you get along with them is always a challenge. They're your best teachers. And many people, I've done so many readings, and so many people with the first vowel of an I will say, well, I don't have any family conflicts. I don't talk to anybody. Now, if that's not a conflict, I don't know what is. But you're here to learn how to get along with these people, and they are your greatest teachers in that regard. They are your greatest challenges. It also means you're responsible for family should somebody get hurt, injured, need extra care, whatever. You're the one that's supposed to rise to the occasion and be the caregiver.
And then
they all do it, but that's what the agreement is.
That's my twin sister, and my older sisters both had the letter A as their first vowel. So tell me about the A.
The A's are very practical. They're very hardworking. They can be quite lazy. They're one extreme or the other when they're working really, really hard until they just can't work anymore. They're job-oriented. They want to do the job first. They can work for anybody. They don't have to be the leader as long as the leader is competent. You would have had the greatest challenge learning how to talk with her because she comes from an opposing position of what you would be with an E.
Boy, that's incredible. With both of them.
They're overly sensitive too, and they want to shut down and quit when criticized. And, you know, the people with the first vowel of an A really need to learn how to forgive. because it's really easy to step on their toes because they're overly sensitive, and then they kind of hold that grudge. And so one of the greatest things for them to learn is how to forgive.
That's really true. Unbelievable. All right, let's do Donald. Let's do the O for Donald.
The first vowel of an O, these are the people that love to be in charge. They love to tell other people what to do. And if they can't be the one in charge of everybody, at least they need autonomy. They need to be in charge of themselves. Like school teachers are in charge of their own classroom, even though they're not in charge of the whole school. That type of thing where they have autonomy. The O's really watch money. They love money. You know, it's because of what money can buy and the freedom that it gives.
Maybe they like to earn good money. But that's true.
Well, they do because they put value on it. Okay, but they're very good about nurturing the ones around them. They usually have a lot of pets or some way where they adopt other people because they love to nurture everybody that's around. Now, they expect loyalty in return because the worst thing is to badmouth somebody, to somebody who has a first vowel of an O, because they hold it against the person that's doing the badmouthing, even if what they're saying is true about the other person, because they think that's not loyal to do. But they're very loving and very giving people.
That's good.
The first vowel of an O. So we have U's and Y's to go.
You want to do the U's?
The U's are very fun-loving. They're entertaining. They're interesting people. You know, we get fascinated by people with the first vowel of a U. If you look at the actors, actresses, the ones that the actors and actresses really like to watch among their own, so many of them start the first vowel with the U. And there's so many Julies out there, Judes. I mean, it's just Luke's. It's just amazing where you think, oh, everybody likes these guys because they're just more interesting. They have short attention spans. They get bored really easily. They can have a tendency to exaggerate. So you've got to watch when the real story ends and the exaggeration starts. And the U's like an adventure for a gift. They want a new experience. So they're easy to buy for. It's like, where haven't they eaten? What movie haven't they seen? What play haven't they seen? What trip haven't they taken? You know, just entertain them. Find a way that they get to see and experience something new that's going to keep their attention, again, because they get bored very easily. The Y is an interesting one. There's not many people whose first vowel is the Y. There's not that many names in comparison with the other ones. And the people with the first vowel of a Y are very unique thinkers. They're always thinking, well, it's my turn to lead. I'm going to do it this way or that way. They're very observant. They're always plotting, scheming, planning. You know, it's not in a negative way. It's like, how, when it's my turn to get there, what am I going to do? You know, they're always thinking ahead because the O's like to be the leaders, but they will only yield to a Y because they'll know that when the Y's decide to take over, they're actually the very best leaders. Now, not all Y's want to do that, but if they do, they're really good at what they do. But with a Y, you have to be very careful because you never know if you're going to say something that's going to step on their toes, and they always want to get even. Oh. And they can wait years, but they won't forget, and they'll get even.
So they're like a Scorpio, huh? In my world.
Yes, in the astrology world, they're very much like a scorpion. Like the Scorpio, not the eagle variety.
I want to give you the first vowel. I'm going to go down the vowels, and for each one, tell the people what the Christmas gift could be. So let's start with A.
Okay.
So what would you give it?
So A's are very practical people. So they want something that makes their life easier. So if you've noticed that they could use a tool or a kitchen gadget or something that can make their life faster, easier, more efficient, that's what they love. They also are the ones that keep the bookstores in order, so they love a gift certificate to a bookstore or on Amazon or any place where they can buy magazines, books, anything to read or anything to give them more knowledge. Again, they're very practical. They are the best re-gifters out there, so you always want to save your tags or your receipts when you give to an A because a lot of times they'll pass it along or return it. Don't be offended. They really look at something, and it's the idea that counts. And if they can't find a practical use for it, then they pass it along to somebody that they think could, or they return it.
Oh, okay. That's good.
So we don't get a,
And
yeah,
with
don't
Mercury
get your feelings hurt when an A returns it.
With Mercury this season, we're going to be returning a lot of gifts because Mercury just went into retrograde and it doesn't let up until just before Christmas. So don't expect to be getting the perfect gift for everyone this year. So let's go on to E.
Okay, well, this can help them. balance on that Mercury retrograde. Okay, we talked about the E with the beauty products, with the day at the spa, with good massages, anything that helps them feel better. One year I was an administrator in a school system, and all the teachers went together to get the administrators of that school a gift, and every other administrator's first vowel was an E, and it was interesting. They got us all a mani-pedi.
You know,
as an A, I'm looking, that's not practical, but all the E's went, oh my gosh, this is so wonderful. Anyway, those are things for the E's, or pictures or something that they think is beautiful.
And I is next.
Okay, eyes are the easiest people to buy for because you say, where's your list? What do you want? So for an eye, it's not the cost at all. It's, did you bother to ask me for my list? Did you buy me something off my list? And my list will have the brand name, the size, the color, the whatnot. And if you get me something off my list, that means you love me, and I will appreciate it. Doesn't matter what the cost is. You can pick something cheap off the list. You can pick something expensive. Doesn't matter. Just get me something off my list.
See, that's my
so
second.
Ask them for their list.
Way too. That's my second. I want you to take it off my list. What's the sense of buying if you don't know what? If you don't know me, I do feel that way. Okay, so let's go to O.
Okay, just write them a check. The bigger, the better. The O's like to take all the money that they get. The money's here, the money's there, the money's over there. Just write them a check. They're going to put all those monies together and get themselves something really big and expensive that they've wanted.
If you don't want to do that, what else could it be for the O?
Get them something for their pets.
And if they don't have a pet?
I was going to say, because most of them do. You can get them something... Okay. You can get them something that improves their situation or that is something that they wouldn't buy themselves, but it's something that they want. Because very often the O's are frugal. And so if they can't get a good deal, if they can't, you know, if it's too expensive or they think, that's not worth that, but I really like it, but I'm not going to do it. If you would buy them something that they want, but they're too frugal to get for themselves, that's something else that they'd really like. And all you have to do is listen to their words as they're talking, especially if you go shopping with one of them. They'll say, oh, let's look at this. Oh, look at that. Often the O's like the latest electronic gadget, whatever it is.
They're very technological. But I have an O, and you know
very
what
techie.
I gave him that he loved? A kaleidoscope, a homemade kaleidoscope. And he loved it because it was so beautiful and so different.
Yes, and a kaleidoscope would also be very good for somebody with a Y.
Oh, okay. And so A-E-I-O-U, let's do you.
Use, want, and experience. Take them to a play. Take them to a place for dinner that they have not experienced before. Take them to a movie that they haven't seen. They want a new experience if they haven't gone golfing, if they haven't gone horseback riding, if they haven't done something that you know how to do, whether it's ice skating, you know, miniature golf, roller skate, it really doesn't matter. You know, race car driving. Take them and give them a new adventure because that's what they're all about.
That's neat. And the why, let's do the why. I know the kaleidoscope was for the why, but what else for the why?
Something that's unusual and very different. They want things that nobody else or very few other people have. So these are the ones that love the handmade, homemade gifts. I had a principal whose first name started with a Y, and I became a principal for her 36 years ago, and she still has the handmade Christmas ornaments I've made her.
Oh, wow, that's so nice. That's so nice. Well, this is great learning. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. My guest tonight is Sharon Wythe, and she's talking about namology, and we're going to be back and discuss more and get more information right after these announcements. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with BBSRadio.com. Let's find out. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of December 4th through December 10th, 2017. Venus has moved into Sagittarius since Friday, December 1st through Sunday, December 24th. This is a highly social energy, so get out and meet new and old friends. It isn't the best commitment energy for romance, but it's a lot of fun. Mars is also opposite Uranus early Friday morning. That can produce difficulty sleeping, but it can also produce a brilliant idea. If so, write it down, or it will be gone by morning. The moon moves into Gemini on the first weekend in December, so that supports short projects, errands, and quick conversations. Since Mercury turns retrograde Saturday and Sunday in the middle of the night, give yourself extra time to get where you need to be. The Gemini-Sagittarian full moon is on Sunday at 12 degrees Gemini. The fire and air elements are particularly strong now, so bring out your passionate ideas. Although this makes for a great combination for early holiday parties, there is a challenge to the full moon coming from Neptune. This energy stimulates you to open your creative imagination to new and higher visions, but it can also lose you in an unrealistic fantasy thinking. So before you jump into that holiday romance or big business investment, take some time to search it a bit better. Remember, Mercury did just turn retrograde, and that means review, revise, research, and always allow room for adjustments. However, this is a cheerful and fun supermoon, so emotions are elevated. The moon moves into Cancer Monday after lunch until lunchtime on Wednesday. Make a long-distance call to a loved one or share a meal with a family and those who are close to you in your inner comfort circle. On Wednesday, Mercury aligns with Saturn, a combination that will dance together into January due to Mercury's moving backwards and forwards in its retrograde cycle. This is the time to put your brain to practical use. Find a way to bring your thoughts and ideas into the world, giving them a workable form. There may also be a monkey wrench in your holiday plans because you may have to go back and fix some things you thought were already done, especially reservations and travel plans. Don't worry, things will be looking up by the week's end. This makes for a lot of conversation during the midweek. On Friday, Mars moves into deep feeling Scorpio until late January. If you are passionate about what you are doing, you can push through problems like a locomotive train. The moon is in Virgo on the weekend of December 9th and 10th, so get your errands and practical tasks completed. Saturday, Mars moves into its home sign of Scorpio and brings a high-energy harboring passionate ideas as well as some complicated emotions that take place within you. Remember, Scorpio has a long memory, and it is simply not a forgiving energy, so this energy has to be taken seriously and handled carefully. This goes for country and world relationships as well, so keep your eye on the news. Mercury makes a fiery trine to Uranus on Sunday the 10th. This energy, although it's in a double retrograde, brings out strong and unusual talents. Another thing, Venus makes it second square to Neptune this year. This energy can be difficult with love and finances because Neptunian energies can be unrealistic and disorganized. The first time these two connected up was in mid-July. Bottom line, although your creative energies are high and active, it will take a lot of focus and hard work to get them off the ground, to manifest, and finally get your financial rewards. However, since 2018 represents hard work, structure, and rewards, now is the time to begin. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce and tonight's guest. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect holiday gift for Christmas or for any other holiday. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I have just completed my new book, Unlimited Realities. I have completed Unlimited Realities, which is my life story, on the eve of me entering my golden years. It's a memoir. It's the life of a gifted seer and healer. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of the saving of my soul as well as my life. Grammy Hempel was a fourth-generation shaman born on a small Indian tribe in the state of Maine. During that precious time, I learned so much. Grammy taught me integrity of the heart. There, in the Mink Hills of New Hampshire, I received my first nurturing. I felt the touch of God's love, the glory of the animals, nature, clean air and water, honesty, integrity, and most of all, self-responsibility. I came to see that the mark of true wisdom is twofold. First, it encompasses every aspect of our being, body, mind, and spirit. Second, it touches our personal lives as well as our relationships with family, community, and the world. This book, Unlimited Realities, a memoir, is a page-turner. There are many, many spiritual stories over my lifetime, and I'd like to share them with you. Most of them are very uplifting, and they may show you how you yourself have your own psychic sensitivities to create your own unlimited reality. I would love you to read it and share to see how spirit works through the unfoldment of every day of our life. Unlimited Realities can be purchased at my website, www.new-visions.com, and after March 1st, it can be purchased on Amazon.com as well. Pick it up. You won't be able to put it down. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between December of 2017 and March of 2018. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
When Johnny Jones was serenading Mary, he sure could quote a lot of poetry, but he'd much rather tell her what he learned in his speller when they both attended PS 33.
A.
You're adorable.
B.
You're so beautiful.
C.
You're a cutie full of charms.
D.
You're a darling. And
E.
You're exciting.
F.
You're a feather in my arm.
G.
You look good to me.
H.
You're so heavenly.
I.
You're the one I idolize.
J.
We're like Jack and Jill.
K.
You're so kissable.
L.
Is the love light in your eyes. M. N. O. P.
You could go on all day.
Q. R. S. T.
Alphabetically speaking, you're okay. You
made my life complete.
V
means you're awfully sweet. W, X, Y, Z. It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you. To tell
us what
I mean, to tell you what you mean to me.
We love you alphabetically.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Perry Como singing A, You're Adorable. That song is a timeless song, and I always thrill when I hear it for some reason. I have as my guest tonight Sharon, and she is the author of the book Nemeology, and we are talking about your name and the letters in your name and what they can do to help you. Basically, how to buy a Christmas gift and get the right one. Good evening, Sharon. Come on in.
Hi, it's so nice to be here with you, Elizabeth.
Well, we're having a great time, and I think we're being very helpful to a couple of people. I will tell you that there's somebody by the name of Doug, and he wants to know, suppose I meet someone new who could be fairly exciting at one of the holiday events I attend. Can we use nemeology science to tell if this new person would be good for me or not?
Well, you can. There's a lot to that, and so you want to know more than just the first vowel, but the first vowel will tell you a lot. So, for an example, if an E meets the first vowel of an O, there's a little bit of conflict there because they're coming from different worlds or different directions. So, but for Doug, for him, he wants to look at somebody that has a first vowel of an E, because the first, when a marriage takes place between a first vowel of an O and a first vowel of an E, when I looked at all the statistics of the divorces and whatnot and did that for about 5 years running, it seems that people who have the first vowel of an O that marry the first vowel of an E, they stayed married the longest.
Are you there, Doug?
They're the most compatible.
I am.
Hi, Doug. You want to talk to Sharon? Do you have anything else to ask her?
So I've got an O on one end and an E on the other end, so that means I'm compatible?
No, it means that you want to go by your first vowel and your first name, which is an O.
I do.
And then you want to find somebody who has a first vowel of an E in their first name.
I gotcha.
Name in mind? Do you have a name in mind for us? A first name?
A first name?
Well, he could have E at the beginning or E anywhere in the middle, but Emily would be really good for him.
What's the first name of somebody that you might think is very nice, Doug?
Oh, wow. I'm almost at that age, and I've been alone for so long. That I don't even think about it. You know how most people, they think about it? I'm just at that age where I put it aside to work. And really, it escapes me. You know, some people think in the future no longer, I don't really look at the future in the way that I used to. So I don't think of a woman in the future in the way that I would have wanted in the past. Now it's just, well, maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. Doesn't really...
So... If you're going on a matchmaker or you're going and you're meeting at a new event, there's a lot of people there, find yourself somebody named Emily.
Emily. I'll look for an Emily.
Emily is a really good name for your name.
You know, to be honest, if I just got out and confronted a group of people, they usually come towards me. Same with Donald. We have personalities such that people usually want to be around us. But I don't, you know, over the years I got to a point where I don't let that energy out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. But you could be swept off your feet, and that's never happened, so that would be a good thing, just to have the experience.
Right. Well, you know, I was the sort of guy who didn't date during high school. I didn't date in university except a brief, you know, sexual encounter, and I really didn't date again until I was 28. I'm sorry?
I wanted to know the name of the person at 28.
The only woman I loved, per se, Christine.
You know, the O's and the I's have such a hard time together.
But her last name
just
started
like the A's Z-E. And the E's.
But her last name started with a Z and an
E. It doesn't matter what her last name is. Her first name needs to have a compatible vowel, so you have a compatible...
Yeah, we weren't compatible.
A compatible communication style.
Right.
And out of the six vowels, every vowel has a challenge vowel, where it's the hardest or most difficult or takes the most energy to get along with. And I jokingly say, why do you want to work so hard when you're in relationship. It ought to be easy, even though you're going to have to work, you know, because all relationships do take work.
Mm.
And so an O and an I would say those take the most work. An O with an E, that takes the least amount of work.
Mm.
An A with an E, for an A's and E's, that takes the most work. An A with an A takes the least amount of work. An E with an O takes the least amount of work. You know, but there's other ones that are good, like an O, E's, and Y's go really well together. The A, I, and U go really well together.
Interesting.
It is, isn't it?
I always thought a unique name for a woman. I don't know why that this name comes to pass, but Aeolii. Aeolii.
Well, that's
right. It's basically trying to pronounce a woman's name with all vowels. Aeolii. I always thought that'd be great to meet a woman whose name you could say with all the vowels.
There
and you didn't have any consonants.
You know, you want to go over to Hawaii because those are the ones that have very few consonants, if any, and they've got all vowels.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I mean,
you solved my problem.
Okay, now we know where you're going.
Hawaii. Find in Hawaii.
Where you're going for New Year's. All
there
right.
You go. You just put an idea into my mind that may occur now.
Yeah. Thank you
well,
so much.
Well, the other thing that's interesting is the more vowels you have in your name, the easier it is for you to get along with more people.
Hmm.
Because we always connect through our feelings, and our vowels represent our feelings, while our consonants represent our attitude. And so the more vowels you have, a variety of vowels, the easier it is for you to connect with different people.
Hmm. That's interesting.
I have three different vowels in my name. Doug, you have one. M-E-W-S-O-F. You have two.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Typical families typically gather at holiday time. And are there clues to the names to help get along with each other better? And should you put certain people next to certain people at the dining room table?
Yes. You want to have two table settings, you know, like one at the dining room and one in the kitchen or whatnot. And you want all the people whose first vowels and their first name start with an A, I, or U at one table. And everybody whose first vowels start with an O, an E, or a Y, you want them at the other table. And if you keep those two separated, each table's going to have a delightful time.
Oh, that's so interesting. You know, it's funny. And two O's, do they get together, two O's?
I know short, you said term.
Short term.
Short term. Because what you want with the O's is that since both want to be the boss, you have to decide who's going to be the boss of what. Like when two O's get married, which occurs at times, and I always say this will be a long relationship, but it'll be a difficult relationship at times. And a lot of them will break up after 20 years or 40 years even. They just say, I don't want to have to work that hard anymore. You have to have a clear delineation of who's in charge of what. Like the woman's in charge of anything that has to do with inside the house, and the man's in charge of anything that has to do with outside the house. You know, who's in charge of the money? Who's in charge of what decisions? And then never cross and try to make a decision in somebody else's territory. That's the only way to belong.
Well, this information tonight has been wonderful, and we are out of time. I am so glad that you came tonight, and I'd love to have you on again, maybe when we get close to Valentine's Day. So thank you so much, Sharon, for coming tonight. Could you please give us your information on how to reach you?
The easiest way is through the website, knowthename.com. It's the first half of both book titles. So it's just knowthename.com, and that's the easiest way to reach me. And thank you, Elizabeth, for inviting me on. I'd love to come back.
One thing, your books are on Amazon.com as well.
Yes, they are.
Okay, it was a pleasure to have you. And we're going to go on with our meditation now. Next week, we're going to have Robert Mondano on, and he's got a new book out, which is called Flying with My Higher Self. And it's going to be a very interesting book. He's going to talk about his meditation experiences and what happened when he first flew out of his body. And he's got it in book form now, so I'm looking forward to that. We're going to go into the meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor and get ready to and enjoy the meditation. And we're going to end with Richard Shulman and Higher Dimension. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you so much for listening and good night. Let's find out. Closing meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor. Close your eyes, legs on cross. Take some deep breaths and try to get yourself into a relaxed frame of mind. Let's Find Out is celebrating the divine consciousness which is manifested at the holiday season. May 2018 bring to you your personal spiritual awakening. Happy New Year to your heart, to your spiritual chakras, and to your new life that's just ahead. As we approach the great changes of 2018, moving towards 2020, may your heart be lifted up anew by the joy and hope so strongly felt during this sacred season. The coming of such great masters who purely reflect God's light strengthens our faith, so that we too can experience a rebirth from a matter-bound existence into the limitless nature of our soul. We are becoming free. We are becoming one. Take a deep breath, hold the breath, and just listen as these waves of energy come across you.
behold in our divine masters our own soul, our own infinite potential, to expand our consciousness and manifest it into individual lives as well as in our relationships with others. God's goodness, kindness, forgiveness, and love. The masters show us how to live in divine energy and how to rise above the duality of this world and find peace within and be a giver of peace and love to others. By dwelling on these higher energies and striving to emulate the qualities expressed, you will open your heart to absorb more deeply the Spirit manifested in the Lord and all God-united souls. The strength that upholds the universe filled his being, and yet even greater was his humility, which allowed him to perfectly express God's will and his everlasting love. As long as we live in the confines of our ego's needs and opinions, we create barriers and separation from God as well as one another. However, when we think less of self, we become receptive to his wisdom in all the ways that it may come to us, thus expanding our understanding and compassion. As we are secure in the love of the Heavenly Father, we can become free of the need for position and outer recognition. Seek only to serve, and by doing so, we can know the joy of giving. See the divine in everyone, even those who have erred. Look beyond their human flaws and see their true self. We too can practice the loving, non-judgmental attitude that come in realizing my God lives and flows through that soul. Every outreaching act enlarges our consciousness, but it is by going into our hearts, our temple of silence, where restless thought and emotion subside, that we can fully experience the peace that passes all understanding, the infinite love that the Christ felt, and the love by which God draws all souls back to him. Such depth and inner communication comes gradually, but each effort we make can bring our lives into a greater calmness, empathy, and closeness to the divine. If we persevere, Amma has promised us that we can attain a communion and unutterable sweetness with the infinite grace, the indescribable glory, and eternal protection. That is the priceless gift that God offers to you this week through 2018 and beyond that. May it be the beginning of a joyous soul awakening and a time to share with others. In the oneness, we all feel the embrace, the sense of joy, the comfort of love, and the oneness of everyone on the planet and off the planet. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Let's find out, and bbsradio.com wish a blessed and most happy holiday season to you, all of your loved ones, and all of the important people in your life. Thank you.